Guernsey Election 2012 Update with Kevin Stewart.
Today is Good Friday, so first of all, happy Easter. It's been another busy but rewarding week. I've now lost count of how many doors I've knocked on. The hustings on Wednesday was a fantastic experience, and Twitter is really getting interesting. And although we don't all agree, it is sparking some really good debate and ideas. It is a real note that because of a traditional media blackout, Twitter in particular, and social media generally, are really coming into their own this election. For this audio boo, I thought it would be interesting to get some thoughts of a first-time voter. Joe Broughton, who's 18, is a grammar school student and has taken a big interest in this election. He's appeared in the press, radio and TV, and has been shadowing candidates in several parishes. And also, he'll be assisting on election night. I asked Joe earlier today why he decided to immerse himself in the whole election process.
What's interested me most about this election is the fact that for the first time I'm able to use my vote. I feel it's very important for young people to use their vote and sort of get their opinions heard, because more often than not, we're accused of being apathetic or we're accused of all being vandals. And I just felt that by coming on the radio and by going to the hustings on Wednesday night, I sort of showed that interest and registered it.
What did you make of the hustings? It's a strange format, isn't it? The candidates have 3 minutes to introduce themselves, then only a minute on each question. Do you think it's enough to really learn anything?
I think it's quite good in a way, because it stops people waffling, it stops a big debate ensuing. But on the other hand, you know, when you're just getting into it and you're cut off, I think that's just a little bit unfair sometimes. And it reminded me somewhat actually of the gagging order. It seemed to me a little bit, you know, whenever anyone said something which was a little bit too meaty, you know, they'd be cut off before they could enlighten that point. And to me, that was just a little bit unfair, actually, I thought.
Well, you're at grammar school at the moment and then hoping to go away to university to study. What are the issues for you and a lot of first-time voters?
I can't necessarily speak for anyone else, but I would say the biggest issue for me has been the recent failure in education, because I feel that, you know, if they can't get it right at the primary level, then how on earth do they expect people to be able to go on to greater things later on in education? And I think the way in which perhaps the states withheld that information has caused a lot of people to not vote, because they're just so disappointed.
Do you think there's going to be much of a shake-up from this election? Do you think there's a call for a different type of states now?
I think that after the sort of the events of the last 12 months, I think that people are going to be more perhaps tuned in to what's going on and will perhaps ask more questions than they'd previously done. And I think, you know, to be fair, we as the public have got a duty to ask as well as expect to be told, I think. But I think there's going to be a big shake-up, yes, for sure.
First-time voter Joe Broughton from the Grammar School. Tomorrow you can hear the second part of my interview with Joe when he puts forward his view on what he'd like to see happen in the next 4 years. Well, have a great Easter. I'm back out again tomorrow in St. Sampson's on my Pushang. And if you want to make sure you see me, you can email kevin@kevinstewart.gg and we can arrange a date and time. Have a great Easter.
Common sense and no nonsense. Vote for Kevin Stewart.